to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. Have you ever swallowed a pill? Have you ever been given a medicine by a doctor that he or she says will make you feel better when you're sick? I think most of us have, and I praise God that doctors and medicines are around to help us. They can even save our lives. But drugstores aren't the only places where we can find powerful medicines that can heal our diseases. That's what Cassandra discovered one day out in her grandpa's garden. Here's her story. My grandpa is a gardener. Out on the farm where he lives with grandma, he loves to drop seeds into the ground in the spring and then enjoy a delicious harvest of food all summer long. Sometimes I help. "Don't put the seed in too deep," he'll tell me, or "let's pour a little water on that row of carrots. They look thirsty." Grandpa insists that his plants are as healthy as they can be. "No pesticides or chemicals for my garden," he says. "If bugs want to nibble on my plants, that's okay. You see, if you kill the bugs with poison, you kill the birds that eat them. Everything is tied together in God's creation. Nature is organic, and so is my garden." One day I asked Grandpa why he works so hard to grow so much food. His answer surprised me. "This isn't just food, Cassandra," he said. "This is also medicine." "Medicine?" I gasped. "What do you mean?" Grandpa smiled. "Every vegetable in my garden is helpful for healing our bodies," he said. "For instance, see this broccoli and those tomatoes? They fight cancer. And my avocados, they're packed with important vitamins E and C. And check out the blueberries. They're excellent for building strong arteries in your body and for keeping your skin healthy and strong."
"Wow," I said. "I didn't know that." Grandpa pointed at his apple tree and his neat rows of vegetable plants.
"All of the delicious fruits, grains, nuts, and seeds that I grow in my garden were made by the Creator to help keep us safe from disease and sickness. If we enjoy these wonderful medicines each day, we'll need fewer pills and potions from the drugstore."
"But I gotta say, tending a garden is hard work. Grandpa and I pull out the weeds that try to grow right along with our favorite fruits and vegetables. We dig in the soil with a hoe so that rain can trickle down deep to where the roots are waiting. Notice I said pull and dig. No gas-powered machines here."
"Gotta keep the air clean too,"
Grandpa insists. Then comes the happy day when we pick the ripe squash, tomatoes, lettuce, green beans, or cucumbers for dinner and carry in baskets filled with strawberries, blueberries, and other delicious treats. Now, when Grandpa and I work in his garden, I don't just think about how yummy the food will taste. I think about how the Creator has provided those powerful medicines that we need to stay healthy. Kind of makes it all worthwhile, wouldn't you say? Yes, Cassandra, I'd say it makes it very worthwhile. So the next time you sit down to a meal and enjoy the harvest from someone's garden, think of this Bible verse. "Then you will have plenty to eat. You will be full. You will praise the name of the Lord your God. He has done miracles for you." Joel 2:26.
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. O-R-G. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!